You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by Momentum Wealth. The investment world can be rather complex, and if you think about all of the changes that have happened recently with things like the introduction of the two-part system, it's always interesting to see how your investment products can be affected or what investment products might be out there for you. I'm joined on the line by the CEO of Structured Products and Annuities at Momentum, Faria Adam, to take a look at some of the products that Momentum has on offer. Good evening, Faria. Thanks so much for taking the time. We've often spoken about different kinds of products, especially where it relates to retirement planning and financial planning and wealth planning, but we don't necessarily know enough detail about what some of these products are. And I want to look at guaranteed annuities as a starting point for the types of products that investors can invest in. What is a guaranteed annuity and how is it different from a normal annuity?
So the word annuity can actually be very complicated because we talk, for example, about saving via a retirement annuity. Now, retirement annuity is really a savings vehicle where you save on a regular basis until you reach retirement age. And then you use that lump sum generally in order to buy what we call an income product. Right now, when we talk about guaranteed annuities, it's really about using a lump sum in order to convert that into an income stream. And specifically, when we talk about guaranteed annuities, the word guaranteed is very important because a client will then know exactly what income they will get and when they will receive it. So it doesn't really matter what happens in the investment markets or if inflation goes up and down or if there's depreciation of the rand or anything else. A guaranteed annuity will provide a client with a guaranteed or certain income stream and you will know exactly how much it is without any doubts.
Faria, when we look at annuities, there's also this term of life annuity and annuities that kind of have a finite term. How do you differentiate between those types of annuities and what do investors kind of need to look out for depending on what each annuity is able to do for them?
So broadly, like you mentioned, there's two broad categories of guaranteed annuities. Most of the annuities in the market are what we call life annuities. So you can buy a life annuity with money that you've saved in your retirement fund, or you can buy it with your own discretionary savings. And as the name suggests, it offers an income for as long as the client is alive. So in addition to removing the uncertainty around market returns that I mentioned earlier, a life annuity also removes the uncertainty associated with how long someone lives. So it takes away the risk of running out of money during your lifetime and the risk of actually becoming financially dependent on others. Now, it's important to remember that even this type of income can be personalized. So you can choose, for example, a growth rate to protect against future inflation. And you can also choose what we call a guarantee term, which is a minimum period for which the income will be paid. So it pays out for at least the guarantee term, but for as long as you live. The other type of guaranteed annuity is a term certain annuity. Now, the term certain annuity it provides an income for a very specific period of time that you choose. For example, you can choose that you want to have an income for 5 years or 10 years, and it's not linked to how long you live. So it's paid for exactly the period that you choose. And if the client passes away during the term, that money is still paid to beneficiaries. Now, this type of proposition is actually very useful when you have a fixed timeline that you need the income for. And you could use it for yourself or, for example, as income support for a child or family member that you want to help just for that period of time.
I think what I like about the annuity product more specifically is the fact that, as you said, Faria, it does not run out for as long as the policy holder or the annuity holder remains alive, especially if we think about the fact that people are now living to longer ages and living longer into retirement. Faria, can we get this kind of product in an offshore type of product? I'm thinking about someone that might have worked abroad or someone that might be looking to hedge against the devaluation of the rand or might just be looking to have their annuity grow in a foreign kind of currency. Is that a possibility?
So these types of product lines are typically South African products, right? So like I said, most of it is really used with money from a retirement fund. Now, remember, if you when you saved in your retirement fund, you saved in rands. And because we get tax deductions and we get tax benefits from saving in a retirement product, we almost convert that again into a rand income on which you pay tax. So typically in the South African market, we don't offshore annuities where you get an offshore income. It's a very different type of proposition for various reasons. Number one, like I mentioned, the tax. The second thing to consider also is your types of assets that hedge it. Now, South Africa, actually, we've just been, or we are still in an environment where interest rates are high. So the yields on guaranteed annuities also tend to be high. For example, at the moment, this week, if you had 1 million rand to invest in a life annuity and you were aged 60, a male aged 60, your income in the first year could be almost 11% of that 1 million rand. So the value and the income that you actually get is quite high, as opposed to for various regulatory reasons, we actually only offer incomes in South African rands and not offshore.
Ferreira, what if someone isn't formally employed or someone doesn't necessarily have a set pension plan? Can they still kind of sit down with a financial advisor, put together an annuity type of product, and contribute towards that on a month-to-month basis? Or do you have to be kind of doing it as part of a pension product with a pension provider?
Absolutely. So let's talk about first about the retirement savings. So a retirement annuity doesn't have to be part of any formal agreement. You don't have to be doing it via an employer. You can do it on your own. So contributing to a retirement annuity to save for your own retirement is very much a voluntary type of savings, right? But at the time that you retire, the legislation forces us actually to take at least two-thirds of that and apply to an income product. That's the one scenario. The other scenario that I want to talk about is that I mentioned that you can use either retirement savings in a life annuity or you can use your discretionary savings in a retirement annuity. So let's say you didn't contribute to any retirement fund, but you have accumulated some money, right? And you now want to convert that money into an income stream. So it doesn't come from any retirement fund, it's just a decision that you make for yourself. So you take the lump sum and convert it into an income product, and that's what we call a voluntary life annuity. It's actually a very nice proposition because you only pay tax on the interest portion of your income. So it actually works out to be a very tax efficient way when you convert the lump sum into an income stream for life.
So for anyone can access this product effectively, should people be considering the product then? If we're looking at the conversations that we kind of need to sit down and have with financial advisors, is this one of the products where you absolutely have to have this as part of your financial plan in addition to other products you might have?
I really believe so. I think that everyone reaching retirement age must consider a guaranteed life annuity, specifically for their fixed life expenses. So to put it differently, the income from a life annuity is an ideal match for expenses that you can't afford not to meet. For example, you need to pay your medical aid, your rent, your groceries, your utility bills. And once your basic expenses and the future inflation of these expenses are covered by a guaranteed life annuity, then you have the ability almost to consider more flexible income product types. But this remains a very core piece of a financial plan.
Certainly something to think about and mull over, but as Faria said, definitely something you want to have in your financial plan. We'll leave it at that, Faria. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. That's Faria Adam, CEO for Structured Products and Annuities at Momentum, joining me to take a look at what guaranteed annuities and other annuities might look like. This interview was brought to you by Momentum Wealth. Momentum Wealth guaranteed annuities offer you personalized control through certainty.
And in your business news, Reserve Bank Governor, what's his name, has repeatedly said this and that, and policymakers are expecting rates to go up or down. With inflation somewhere between 0 and 100%, interest rate relief may come sooner or later. Who knows, really? The whatchamacallit slid into undefined territory based on the Dohiki being so-so, and the markets were hard to describe. Despite initial doubts, the outcome was a mixed bag. The rand was meh based on the US consumer prices, but sentiment towards the currency could be, you know, whatever.
You can't base a decision on imprecision. Ask your financial advisor about a guaranteed annuity from Momentum Wealth. Personalized certainty.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.